So Blake Shelton started the new year off in hot water. The country singer is facing backlash over his new song, Minimum Wage, which he premiered on New Year's Eve. Have a look. Girl, your love is money. Your love is money. Yeah, your love can make a man feel rich on minimum wage. So some people took to Twitter to blast Blake. One user wrote, does anyone else find Blake Shelton's minimum wage song to be incredibly tone deaf to our country's current state? Another wrote, Blake Shelton singing your love could make a man feel rich on minimum wage just cements the fact that rich people have absolutely no bleeping clue. Okay, so Al, here's the thing. Not only do you have those two tweets, right, but you also had, and I was just looking underneath the hashtag that what is Blake Shelton right now, people also saying that if you look at country music, it's always written, or at least most of the time, by the common man's perspective or the common woman's perspective. So if that's the case, is Blake really tone deaf here, or is he just following that same rule in country music?
I don't know what he was supposed to say, Sam. Look, he is country music, and I'm not trying to generalize here, but it's about the common man. All I need in my life is my fishing pole, my pickup truck, and my favorite dog, and a bottle of whiskey, and it's a good day for me. But when you reach a certain point in your life, people are going to hate on that. What is he supposed to say? He makes me feel as rich as the $900 million that me and Gwen have. He would also be called tone deaf. It's a euphemism, and not a euphemism, but he's making a parallel that money doesn't mean anything. I feel rich inside. And I think, come on, man, y'all don't see that? Come on.
What do you think, Jeff?
Listen, I don't know what the problem is. I thought he was talking about, listen, I don't care about how much we make or have. We love each other. That's what I saw. I had a 700-square-foot apartment in L.A. Me and my wife had nothing. We even had our son there. We had nothing, but they were the best times of my life. That's what I think about when I hear that song, not about how much people are making. I guess it's just in beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Is that since we're just throwing lines out there? That one was mine. See, I made Erica smile.
Okay. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I don't know what that has to do with this conversation,
I do agree.
I think that if we start to really look at people who are singing or even rapping about the common man type things, but they don't live the common man type life anymore, our music catalogs would be severely depleted. I do agree that in that platform where it's a very mainstream platform, of course, people are going to have something to say about it. But do we know that Blake Shelton doesn't live the common man life? Of course we do. Do we want him to know and tell us about it in song? Apparently, some people don't.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say here because I feel like...
Do you agree with it? Do you see any harm in this?
I don't know because, listen, I'll take the other side. Does it offend me? No. Do I think it's tone deaf? Not necessarily, but I also think there's a new awakening today. I think the old formula, whether you want to apply it to country music or apply it to anything else where you try and come from the common man or common woman's perspective, is long gone. I think people want authenticity. And I look at you, Erica, because we saw a lot of that in the beginning of our show. People want authenticity. And I think even though to
Sam,
Al's point,
but that's not Sam.
Even to your point, he's making a parallel. It does not ring authentic in today's day and age.
Sam, looking me in the eye in the camera? And I need you to look at me right now in the eye. Are you looking at me?
Yes,
you
honey.
See this beautiful face?
I see your gorgeous face.
Sam, tell me this. If Blake Shelton dropped a new song called Y'all Won't Believe How Much Cash I Got. And the whole video was just showing all his checking account balance, where he lives, and saying, I love, you know, life as much as all the money I have. You're telling me he wouldn't get any pushback from that if
Albert,
he's going to keep it real because he's a multi-millionaire?
Albert,
so you're saying keep it real.
Albert, that's not the only way that you can describe love. You don't have to boil love down to minimum wage or opulence and wealth. He could have described, again, I'm just taking the opposite position here. Did not offend me one bit. But considering that many people, we're in a gig economy where many people are not living in a livable minimum wage or they're unemployed, just that buzzword minimum wage right now attached to an ultra rich privileged celebrity doesn't ring authentic. That's all I'm saying. That was good. Okay. All right. Okay, so let's move on.
I like how you buttoned it up and gave the whole like synopsis. That was good.
That was good. I meant our conversation.
Yes, I won that one. Let's move on.
Not our point, my point of view.